Perhaps we should call them parameters more than rules.
Okay.
So can you just set
guidelines?
The guidelines. Can you set the guidelines for us again?
TV shows where the city in itself is pertinent to the show, the character in itself.
Nice experience. Good using pertinent.
If it's named in the title, okay, the city or the town.
Yep.
And if the show is filmed in the city, that's even better.
So double points.
But someone on Facebook put the ABC sitcom Rosehaven. Oh, that was you.
Oh, that was me.
Yeah, that was you. To which I replied, that's fictional.
That's fictional.
So we weren't going to do fictional ones.
No, we're not doing fictional ones today, but we will be doing fictional ones next time where the town is pivotal. And Rosehaven is a very good example of that.
Did you watch Boardwalk City?
Boardwalk Empire.
That's right. I'm thinking Broad City.
Yeah, Broad City. Yes, I did watch. That was very pertinent.
That's set in Atlantic City.
Yeah.
In the Prohibition era.
And specifically the boardwalk.
But I think it was filmed on a set in Brooklyn.
Doesn't matter.
It's not quite there yet.
But it was pivotal because everything that happened, and they spoke about it a lot, was important to the show.
Yeah. Sophie on Facebook mentions Sullivan's. That was Camberwell.
Did they talk about Camberwell?
Yeah.
Do they?
That was interesting because Campbell's in
it's
Melbourne.
It's a real suburb.
And Sophie mentions that she actually used to do an impersonation of Maggie the Barmaid because she worked at the retreat in Collingwood.
How would you do an impersonation?
And that's on what that's the Great Southern Hotel, what the bar was based on.
Yeah.
So if you're Sullivan's fan, go to the retreat.
She could ring up with their impersonation.
But that was interesting because there were no pubs in Campbell. I think there are.
It's a dry suburb.
It was.
So there's actually no.
But
pubs
they used
in
to mention Camberwell.
Peaky Blinders, I think, is a good example.
Is it Birmingham?
Birmingham.
1920s. You do accents.
Yeah, I do accents.
Did you learn that at College of Arts?
Yeah, I learned.
PCA.
I learned those. Peaky Blinders, and there's that terrific sequence in Peaky Blinders where they're walking through the streets of the industrial area at the very beginning.
Oh, when he's on his horse. Yeah. Oh, no, on a horse?
Is he walking? Maybe he's on a... And they've got that Nick Cave song going at the same time.
That's right, the one they do for the
Aren't he Jack and Wollongong?
Oh, yeah, for
is
sure.
Is Wollongong pivotal to the show?
And the Illawarra region as such, yes.
1-300-800-222, text us 0437-774-774.
Definitely, because the Aunty Jack Wollongong the Brave, the LP.
Extremely significant.
Boomer term LP. They're standing on in front of the...
What?
You know, the towers, the... Coal towers?
Yeah, Wollongong.
Yeah, definitely.
And we should point out that many of these programs that we're talking about are not boomer programs. So get a bit of that. Hello, Glenn.
Yeah, hi, guys.
Hi, Glenn.
One of my favourite English, police murder mysteries is Shetland.
Now, tell us why Shetland is significant and that it actually is important to the show.
Well, because it's based as a policeman in Shetland, but everything, you just learn so much about the whole area. I mean, even, you know, they're commanded from the police in Scotland and in Glasgow, and you just see what it's like to live on the Isle of Shetland, and I'm pretty sure it's all filmed in Shetland.
Oh, so does he get double points for that?
Yeah,
Scott?
Yeah. Where was Bergerac? Was that the Guernsey Islands? Or was it Jersey? Someone will know where Bergerac was.
So Shetland is significant.
Yeah.
It's not only in the place, but it's actually shot there. So I think you're a particularly good first caller, Glenn.
Oh, good.
So you pat yourself on the back because you get three ticks.
I had another one. Can I sneak another one in?
Yeah.
Morse. I've been watching some repeats lately, and that's set in the town of Oxford.
Oxford, yeah, and so is Lewis,
sort of
spin-off.
And so, but do they say Oxford a lot?
And Endeavour.
Endeavour, yeah.
Which is young Morse.
But do they say Oxford a lot, and do you see Oxford places?
All the time. Yeah. Nearly every... not... every show, but I'd say 90% of the stories involve Oxford University.
Very good. Thank you. Very good starting call there, Scott.
It was. Sean on Facebook, I've got a confession about this too. He always loved the opening credits of The Sopranos because they showed Tony driving back from New York City back to his house in New Jersey, which was the perfect setup for the series. And you know, have you remember the opening titles to that?
No.
It's a long drive. He goes the turnpike and everything. The first time I went to New York, because of Sopranos, I didn't realise New Jersey was just across the Hudson.
Oh.
I thought it was upstate because of the opening titles of The Sopranos, because it was this long drive. And I thought it was, you know, up near the Catskills.
Maybe it was done in real time.
It was. It definitely just wasn't across Jersey.
Secret Life of Us, set in St. Kilda.
St. Kilda, yeah.
And do they mention St. Kilda landmarks? And do you see St. Kilda landmarks?
Yeah, they used to drink at Prince of Wales. And
did they? Was it called the Prince of Wales, though?
You tell it was Prince of Wales. they used to play football on the Esplanade.
Yeah, but only if you're in the know.
It was, no. I mean, it was set. That was the whole thing. All it was set in St Kilda and the old apartment complex.
Joy, hello.
Hi, I've got two NYPD Blue and Law and Order SVU. And the SVU is really important because it's set in New York and it's mentioned a lot.
And they also end up in Rikers.
Yeah, Rikers and New Jersey sometimes.
Rikers is a real prison
And Sing Sing too.
Yeah, yeah.
In Staten Island.
No. Where's Rikers, Joy?
In New York. Yeah. Right in New York.
Is it? Okay.
Yeah, and they mention New Jersey too. It's out of the jurisdiction, but sometimes they have to go up there.
That's great when they do that because it actually sets it even better because it talks about the surrounding areas. Very good work.
That happens in Blue Bloods too.
Does it?
They have to go. Sometimes they go to New Jersey and it's out of the jurisdiction. That's interesting. Is Donnie Wahlberg's in it? Donnie from New Kids on the Block, you know, brother of Marky Mark, Mark Wahlberg.
No, I don't
and they're know. Boston. They're normally Boston. But yeah, Blue Bloods.
Yeah.
It's all over New York City. It's Brooklyn.
I've never seen
everywhere.
Blue Bloods.
It's like a postcard of the city.
No. Well, that's a lot of ticks as well.
Oh, because the other day I saw an episode of it and there was a restaurant and I thought, oh, I wonder if they've made up, you know, done a set over it. And of course, I Googled. And there it is, the restaurants, you know, that they film in front of.
Perfect.
Yeah.
See, I reckon that Friends could be done anywhere.
Good.
Do you reckon that?
Yeah, because it's
not significant.
Would have been done in LA, wouldn't it?
Yeah, and I just didn't get the feeling that it was...
The vibe that
it was...
That New York state of mind didn't come from the show.
Not like there Seinfeld. Is in Sex and the City, and not like there is in Seinfeld. You get a vibe of what it's like. hey, Alan.
Hey, good morning, Chad, and good morning, Scott.
Hi, Alan.
No, actually, this is where I start. The West Wing heartens this criteria because, you know, you have to kind of set it in Washington, D.C.
Yeah, but sort of by default because it sort of has to be there.
Yeah, well.
And Virginia.
Yeah.
And actually, the reason it didn't fill in the criteria is most of it was filmed in L.A.,
Oh, okay.
But the one I wanted to talk about was actually the three in the British series, The House of Cards, To Play the King, and The Final Cut. Because although they're filmed in different locations across Britain as the sort of demand required, it had to, I mean, the premise of the show really had to be set around London. Because that's where, you know, the cradle of government is, you know, the House of Commons, Buckingham Palace, and the like, the old features in the show. And a lot of it was all filmed in London as well, or at least for the House of Cards it was.
Yeah, that's, and anything political, though, has got to be wherever the capital city is, isn't it, Scott? So it sort of works that way.
Westminster in the background.
Yeah.
Sweeney.
Thanks, Owen.
The Sweeney and Mindua. Very London as well.
Yes.
You could have Googled locations and visited them after.
You've done that all the time with everything.
I have, yeah.
And then you work out if you're going to go there when you go for your next
holiday. Oh, before the days of the internet.
Pre-internet?
Yeah, oh, yeah. Yeah.
What did you do? Go to the travel agent and say...
No, just guidebooks and...
Oh, yeah.
Remember them?
Remember those? Hey, Dave.
How are you?
Yes, Dave.
I got one for the boomer, Skippy.
That's it. You're out. Call me Boomer. Goodbye.
Fictional. It's fictional.
It's fictional.
No, it's not. It was filmed in Waratah National Park up here in Sydney, and it was about the Waratah National Park as well.
Near Kurangai Chase, yeah. Have you been to the Ranger headquarters there?
No, I've been in only as a kid and I don't recall.
Is there such a thing as Waratah National Park?
Yeah, because there's this constant push to restore it. I was looking at the internet today, and a couple of years ago, yeah, they said it's you know,
so why did you think that was wrong? He was perfectly right.
No, because it is a fictional thing.
I've got another one for you too, Magnum PI, Hawaii.
Hawaii specific for Magnum.
Honolulu.
Boomer.
Yeah. I think I am a boomer. I don't know. I'm 61, so I think I'm in that class.
Yeah, no, you're there.
Actually, you know, in Hawaii 5-0, the original, you know, when he spins, when Jack Lord McGarrett spins around in the, you know, the opening titles with the drum roll, he spins around the top of that big apartment building and they zoom in.
Mm.
I want to go there. That apartment building.
Is that in Hawaii?
It's in Honolulu. Okay. But Adrian said, a bit of a history lesson there. Adrian on Facebook said the original 1968 Hawaii 5-0 was predominantly filmed in Honolulu, the capital of Hawaii.
Yes.
And very much showcased what was then a state of the US that was less than 10 years old as part of the Union.
Well, there
previously
you go.
An independent nation.
I wonder if some of those TV shows ended up being sort of travelogues and that it was almost an ad for those states.
Well, it was.
I wonder if Ozark is. Oh, no,
sure,
you just get people off.
And Hawaii 5-0 and Magnum, they're both remade now and they're both being filmed, or parts of them being filmed in Honolulu / Hawaii.
The Straits?
The Straits. That was an ABC production years ago.
Yeah.
A couple of years ago.
So we'll go yes to that.
Yeah.
Okay. Rikers is on an island right under the flight path and close to JFK Airport, says Peter.
Oh.
Thank you, Pete.
Can you see it from the plane?
Oh, well, hopefully. I love Rikers. Actually, I'm watching another TV series that's got Rikers in it at the moment, Castle Rock.
Oh, yeah.
It's got Rikers in it. Morning, Josie.
Hi, how are you?
We're going pretty well so far.
Oh, thank you. Okay, I've got one big one and then one little one, but I'll say the big one first is one of my favourite TV shows is Frasier.
Now, Frasier, how?
Because I've written this down while I was on hold.
Okay.
Is because it was filmed. Hang on, let me just put the phone to the other hand. Hang on a second. That feels better on the right side.
Okay.
Okay, so because, like, I've seen every episode and I've got all the DVDs and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Frasier was, now, some of it was filmed in LA, but some of it was filmed in Seattle because one episode, it was when Frasier was handed the keys to the city and it was a really, really big show for him. And then him and his brother Niles was walking around actually in Seattle when Niles lost his shoe because they were like mugged and all that. And in the end, from one thing to the other disaster, they couldn't. Frasier ended up in a limo because he couldn't make it to his own presentation of keys to the city because it was like everyone was there waiting for him. And then Cafe Nervosa, that was a film because I've seen all the fun facts about online of Frasier. And Cafe Nervosa was actually filmed at the top of the, what do you call it, the Needle Tower? What's it called?
The Needle, isn't it?
Yeah, the Needle Tower.
Yeah.
And the other one is Jake and the Fat Man. That was a lot of it was actually made in Honolulu.
But is it showcased within it?
Yes, because I've been to Honolulu years ago, and I recognise a lot of the places like the Moana, what do you call it, what's the main boulevard there where we stayed, Moana Boulevard, and a lot of places were filmed in there. Like they even went to Pearl Harbor there, and
Very good. Hey, Josie, triple points for you for being able to point to episodes that specifically showcase the town within itself. 1-300-800-222. Oh, that was very good work.
There's a great one with Seattle, because you were talking about tourism. I want to go there. Because you know the Night Stalker, the great horror film, TV show from the 70s. The second telly movie, The Night Strangler, Oscar Goldman from $6 Million Man, he's living in the underground city. And I never knew this, that there's an underground city in Seattle.
Yeah.
Because do you know that?
No.
There was a fire, and so they built the city higher.
Yeah.
So you can go on tours in the underground city.
And he lived down there.
Yeah, he had to strangle people to because he was like a Civil War general who just emerged from the Seattle underground, not like, you know, Nirvana, the Seattle Underground every 20 years because to regenerate himself by strangling people.
Is that when they – that isn't when it jumped the
shark,
is it?
He was a doctor. No, that was a telly movie. The telly movies are great, Night Stalker and –
Do you know when Night Stalker jumped the shark?
Never did.
When they did the – no, I did.
With the headless
– No, when they did the alligators underneath the subway. The alligators or the crocodiles that lived under the subway or crocodile people or something. It was a shocking episode. Anyway, Peter, good morning.
How you going, Trevor?
Good.
Hey, Gold Coast Cops.
I have never heard of that.
Gold Coast Cops.
Yeah,
mate. Hey, Trevor, I love your program, mate. You remind me a bit like Steve Irwin. I've never met the guy, but I felt like I know him.
Oh, that's a lovely thing to say. Thank you, Peter. Do you know Gold Coast Cops?
It was just, you know, one of the police shows.
Oh, okay. Was that very specific? And
it was set in the Gold Coast and it was about cops.
Well, in that case, the things like Baywatch count?
No, I think it's like a reality show. You know, not a reality show, a documentary show.
Yeah.
Baywatch were saying is a bit...
You could do that at any beach.
Neutral. Yeah. It could be any beach. Well, they did, didn't they? The brouhaha, they were going to film it in Manly.
Was there a brouhaha?
Yeah.
That was
the new one.
It's not often you get a brouhaha, but I do like
it. Over that. I think there were government incentives involved.
Oh. Hello, Mark.
How are you?
Good, Mark.
I've got a couple for you. First one I'm going to hit you with is a great 80s show, Miami Vice.
Now, I would presume that you're saying that it's all about Miami. And how much was Miami itself featured in it?
Well, a fair bit from what you can see on the titles and... what they were showing in the scenes from time to time.
Yeah. And the marina? Know. The marina with Elvis the alligator?
That was the alligator, yeah.
But that was that... Yeah, I assume it was Florida.
Yeah. Oh, the Florida... Bloodlines.
Yeah.
If people have seen... Thanks very much for that, Mark. So Bloodlines, which is all set around Miami and around that sort of area, that's incredible. That features incredibly within that storyline. Anyway... Doctor Who showcases the universe, says Dan from Ballarat.
Oh, it goes to London a lot.
Yeah. You must know, you can't be a Beamer if you don't know about Waratah National Park. It's not a real park. Is it actually
Waratah
a real
National
park?
Park is, yeah.
It is a real park. Yeah. There is an actual Waratah National Park.
Yeah. My sister went there once and bought me a little pennant. Like when I was 30.
Oh, that's sad. that's just very sad. Oh, Mark's gone. Thanks, Mark. Good morning, John.
Hi, Trev.
Yes, John.
Dharma and Greg, I thought it pretty much sort of represented all sorts of aspects of life in San Francisco. It was sort of the city itself sort of reflected, you know, the people and well, a lot of the people and... not so unreal situations.
Yeah. And you know how I was talking about the vibe a little bit earlier, John?
Yeah.
Well, I think it encapsulated the vibe as well.
Yeah, it did, yeah.
I mean, that was a good show. I'd forgotten about Dharma and Greg.
Yeah, well, I sort of recorded a lot of the programs and I go back and watch them every now and then. Yes, they are very good, yeah, and they sort of... did bring out that wacky sort of a San Francisco style of life.
Yeah, and it was that opposites attracting thing.
Well, not so much that, but you know the situations they created were sort of.
But Dharma, she was like the hippie type, and he was the businessy type.
Well, yeah,
and they were an accurate reflection of both sides of the city.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Both sides of the bay.
Yeah.
Margaret on Facebook mentions San Francisco as well. Charmed.
Oh, yeah, I didn't watch that.
It remade Charmed.
Yeah. I watched it, but I didn't get the feeling from watching Charmed, I didn't watch it often, that it was an actual reflection of the area, though. Do you reckon?
What, it should have been filmed in Salem?
It could have been anywhere.
I think, no, weren't there shots, like, I lived on a hill, and I think you did see...
Well, you can live on a hill anywhere.
I think you might have seen the Golden Gate.
Couldn't the streets of San Francisco just be in the streets of New York or the streets of anywhere?
No, because you needed cable cars, and you needed, you know, when they would have the high-speed chases.
Yeah.
And the big Cadillacs would... bump on the road as they go over the buildings.
Did you see the cable cars much?
Yeah.
You did? All right.
And the hilly roads. I'm sure that San Francisco would have become a destination of choice for Australians because of that and one of the Dirty Harry films, but that's a film.
Can we just specify it would have become a destination to you and not for many Australians?
No, people go to San Francisco. I'm sure that there's a lot to do with Carl Malden and Michael Douglas.
Hello, Peter.
Oh, hello.
Would you like to go to San Francisco because of watch the streets of San Francisco?
Not really. Look, I've got two. You're talking to me?
Yes, a charm.
I have two local ones. I have one local one. Miss Fisher's Murder Mysteries.
Set in?
Miss Fisher's Murder Mysteries?
Yeah, but where's it set?
You don't know where it's set? No. It's set in Melbourne.
Oh.
On the ABC, mate. Look, let me introduce you to Melbourne and the ABC.
Thank
but
you.
Where's it filmed?
In Melbourne, all around the suburbs of Melbourne.
Because
you must have seen all of it, Miss Fisher's Murder Mysteries.
Yeah, it's just that the other one...
Around the suburbs of Melbourne, Rip and Lee...
The Coroner.
Yeah.
I forget the other one. That's filmed in Ballarat.
But the thing... But what I'm trying to work out... What I'm trying to work out, Peter, is do they actually reference and say that it's in Melbourne?
Oh, I'm pretty sure they do. I'm pretty sure they do that. Even in the, I'm pretty sure they do. When they're with that police guy, you know, you see them going around the streets of Melbourne. As I say, Rip and Lee is another. They actually filmed a lot of it in Rip and Lee, didn't they? That was actually where her supposed home was.
Do they do it in those graffiti lanes?
They would have had different graffiti in that era. Okay. Anyway, surely you'd count that as a...
Yeah.
As a talk to Scott. Yeah. He's in charge of the parameters.
what threw you? Is it with A in Melbourne and B with the ABC?
No,
I was trying to think, like I was saying, Dr. Blake was filmed... In
Ballarat,
but
it doesn't mean that it's actually spoken about.
Yeah, that's right. All right.
Thank you. Casting aspersions. I think Peter was casting aspersions.
Kelly mentions that Mad About You, as well, was New York City. Did it have that NYC state of mind?
Did it have a vibe? Well, they used to have to take the dog out for a walk because they lived in an apartment.
Oh, Kelly's quite prolific. Gentle Ben in the Everglades.
In the Everglades.
Chips.
Why, you could put Chips anywhere.
No, Los Angeles Freeways. That was what it was based on, the motorcycle cops.
Yeah, but that could, I mean, it could well, have it was, been the...
Well, and it's in the title, California Highway
Patrol. The I didn't actually mean anything.
Entourage. That's
LA.
You
get the vibe from Entourage. Yeah.
And Winners and Losers, Melbourne. And Love My Way, Sydney.
Yeah, fair. Betty.
Thanks, Kelly.
Good morning, Scott and Trevor.
What?
Couple for you.
Mm-hmm.
Water rats in Sydney.
Perfect.
And you can still see, if you visit Goat Island, you can still see where they actually had the water rats headquarters there, the old buildings there. Bergerac was definitely filmed in Jersey.
Okay.
The other two that sort of tried to convince you that Yorkshire was a wonderful sunny place, all creatures great and small and heartbeat.
All creatures great and small is such a great example, because I wonder how many people went to... well, it was Yorkshire, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right.
Or the Lakes. The Lakes is a drama, a Jimmy McGovern drama.
How many people were disappointed when they went to Yorkshire and discovered it wasn't like that?
You mean it was freezing cold and raining all the time?
Well, it was. They were set in the 60s.
Yeah. Think, wasn't it? What, so you're saying the weather was better in the 60s?
Everything was better in the 60s, wasn't it, Boomer? I don't know.
You could also say, if you want to, Doc Martin, although that's sort of generic specific.
Fictional.
It's not Port Wen, but it is a real it is a real place.
That's right. And the other one is Inspector Rex in Vienna.
Oh, yeah.
And is there a lot of Vienna in it?
Yes, there is a lot. They're filmed in a lot of the buildings, etc. And it is very specific Vienna located. And again, when I went to Vienna, one of the tours, they actually showed you where the Inspector Rex headquarters was filmed.
Did you go to a post office? Because someone once told me you could buy dolls of Reginald von Ravenhorst, i.e. Commissar Rex, from the post office.
No, I didn't buy my commissar.
Did you go there because you'd actually seen Inspector Rex?
I hope it wasn't just a German Shepherd's Alsatian. I hope it was actually based on the dog.
Yeah, I went to Vienna because I liked Vienna well before that, but it was just interesting to have it shot in Vienna.
But were you pleased that there was that thing about it?
I don't know. Seeing we had a German Shepherd at the time, we just loved the German Shepherd anyway.
You'd have to go to the place where, you know, Moser used to buy him his sausages and feed him his sausages.
Did you go there?
In the butcher.
No, I didn't.
Was just downstairs in the apartment, remember?
I don't think I found the right apartment.
Oh, yes.
Thank you, Betty. That was very good. My mum loved Inspector.
It's great. Oh, it was sad.
Was it?
Mm-hmm. Well, because...
What?
Yeah.
Are you going to give something away then, weren't
Not
you?
Not Reginald von Ravenhorst, but his handler.
Is that what his real name was?
Yeah. Stage name.
Stage name, as I was going to say.
Like Bamboo Harvester, Mr. Root.
Dennis, hello.
Scott and Trevor, good evening.
Yes.
Hello. Let's come back to Oz.
Yes.
Matlock Police.
Yes, but was Matlock a real place?
Yep.
You sound very convinced.
And if I say Wandon Valley, would you know what that was?
Yeah, but they're fictional places.
I don't think Matlock is.
If I type Matlock into a search engine...
It was sort of more Lilydale, I think. Well, sure, but Homicide and Division 4 were definitely Melbourne.
Yeah.
Streets of Melbourne everywhere.
Division 4 is down South Melbourne way. That's the division.
Richmond.
North, south, east and west.
All right, I'm typing in Matlock, and I'm typing in Matlock postcode.
Okay.
And we'll see what comes up.
Look up David Sullivan on a motorbike.
No, I'm not looking that up. Matlock postcode, blah, blah. That's in England.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Well, there you go. Well, I was wrong.
Matlock in Derbyshire.
There you go.
Now, there is one in Victoria because I looked it up. I looked it up when I was young.
Oh, yeah. No, yeah. Matlock postcode, Australia Post. Okay, fair enough. Carol, hello.
How are you going?
Good, Carol.
I'd just like to... I had a different show to talk about, but now you're talking about Matlock. I'd like to say that my family name, although it's not my name, is Matlock, and there is a place in Victoria called Matlock.
Where is it?
It's out in the boondocks. It's way up in the hills.
Yeah.
And virtually nobody lives there. It takes you ages to get there. It's a really small country town out in the middle of nowhere between Melbourne and Gippsland, but up in the hills.
It's actually, I think it's on the Warburton.
Yes, yes.
Point
I've ridden
Road.
My motorbike through there plenty of times,
yeah.
And there's nothing there.
Oh. What? So there isn't a police department?
People of Matlock might.
But anyway, Paul Crinan was part of Matlock Police and he used to speak to Cheryl all the time.
Yeah.
So I remember Matlock Police.
Good-o.
I'm just wondering, why hasn't anybody rang in about Ramsey Street?
Well, Ramsey Street's a real street.
That's right.
But could you do Neighbours anywhere?
Is typically Australian.
It's fictional, on Facebook, Locke has posted a picture that they used one time in Neighbours. You know when there's bad weather coming, they have the weather, the satellite chart?
Yeah.
And they had a satellite chart in Neighbours once with Erinsborough marked on it.
But there's no, you see, there we go, Carol. Erinsborough isn't a real place.
No.
No, it's not.
It's fictional.
No, it's not. But I'm just wondering why don't people call in about Neighbours, because it's very popular.
Oh, no, it is. But, you see, we're talking about real places, not fictional ones. We're doing fictional ones next time we talk to Scott.
And Emu Bottom in Sunbury.
Cash and Company.
Cash and Company.
In Emu Bottom.
Very good work, Carol. Well, but not Neighbours. Yes, Scott?
Darren is a Kojak fan.
Hmm.
And he said New York City was virtually a character in Kojak, gritty, filthy city in the 70s, and it reflected perfectly the lowlifes that Kojak had to deal with.
Gritty and filthy.
I liked watching Kojak recently because it's real 70s and there's bars and jazz clubs, even though it's gritty and dirty.
Look at you clicking your fingers.
Like to go to the bars that's weird. You know, they're sort of scary bars on TV, and yet somehow I want to go there. They seem nice and safe.
Oh, they're not, though.
No, they're not.
You're being a hip cat.
Yeah, I was, yeah.
Hello, Joseph.
Hi, Trevor. Hi, Scott. How are you?
Good, Joseph.
Good. Mine is probably because I have not been able to check if Sicily is a real city in Alaska, but I was going to talk about Northern Exposure. The opening credits have the seaplanes landing in actually they did the openings in on location. It was mostly filmed in northern Washington State, or taped, in northern Washington State. The characters, you would not find these characters any place else. Maybe, Trevor, you could see if Sicily is a real place in Alaska.
It is.
It is. Okay. I thought I'd heard somewhere it was based on this small town. And by the end of this series, which I found fascinating, you felt like you knew everybody in the town. Everybody. It was so small. And I think that would be just getting the feel. And I think one of the closing scenes is a polar bear walking down Main Street. So that kind of clips it in there.
I think it does. Look, I'm just, and apparently it's shot in Sicily, in Alaska as well.
Hmm.
So there we go.
There's a few others, American ones.
Yeah.
Breaking Bad. Albuquerque, New Mexico.
Oh, yeah.
That was shot pretty much totally in New Mexico.
Yeah.
Portlandia, you seen that?
No.
It's Portland, Oregon. Painting it to be the arty, hipsterish place it apparently is.
I like arty. Oh, hang on. Let me see. Paulie, hello.
How you going, Trevor?
Do you live near there, at Matlock?
No. In the old days, I knew Hector Crawford and the whole bit. You're talking about Crawford Productions. Matlock, he used to ring, the one you're talking about, who was in the Sullivans as well. I know the address of the Sullivans. But he used to ride his motorbike in his cop uniform on his way to work.
Paul Crichton did?
Yeah. Yeah, he'd get up dressed up in character and he'd get on the motorbike.
That's method.
And he'd go off to the set, drive up the street from his house.
When he was in Solo 1, so he had that Honda 754.
Oh, mate, it was unbelievable. He looked like something out of, one of these American cop shows. But anyway, the Sullivan's around the corner there when he did that one. That's in Canterbury. Underneath the bridge, there's a little street that up the side there, and the house is still there. And that's where they filmed the whole thing. It was all in situ on location, how they do all these bits and rather than building sets and the whole bit.
The store's still there, isn't it? The Universal store? I haven't been
back to Melbourne for a long time. I'm in Cairns at the moment. I'm up the creek in the river and listening to you.
I thought it was an accountant's or something now. The Kaufmans have moved out.
Oh, I don't know. But, yeah, I know where you're coming from, Scotty.
Yeah.
Good on you, Paul. Thank you. That was very good. See, people know stuff.
Yeah.
Hey, Linda.
Hello. That lady who was talking about Inspector Rex, I had a German Shepherd who was actually of the same bloodlines and was related to Inspector Rex.
It's amazing.
Scott reckons you're great.
Yeah, it's great.
I tell you what, he was an absolutely fantastic dog. The most handsome dog you could want.
Is the line still going?
Yes. Oh, yes. He's dead now, but they took, you know, when the vet keeps the sperm there. I don't know if we need to be talking about that.
Linda.
No, I know, but they used...
Come on, it's breeding.
They saved his breeding. And, yes, he's still got great-grandsons and that, and still going in WA.
Good on you, thank you.
I've always been scared of... Well, I wasn't scared of German Shepherds, and yet I get one because of...
Yeah.
Inspector Commissar Rex, and because of the ones in Hogan's Heroes.
There has been a question put, as Dare wants to know if Albuquerque counts, as in Bugs Bunny should have taken a right turn at Albuquerque. Hello, Danny.
Hey, Trevor, how you going?
Good, Danny.
I was wondering, I was just thinking as I was listening to yourselves and the callers and the expert you have this morning.
You're an expert.
You're both experts.
I'm not an expert. But anyway, go on.
I was wondering if you know, Prisoner, was that set, I don't think it was filmed in a jail, but was it based on an authentic jail in Australia?
It was the Channel 10, Channel O studio, the exteriors in Nunawading in Melbourne.
Yeah, but was it based on an actual prison that existed, like Pentridge or something?
It's based on any prison.
Pentridge.
If you looked at the way the sets wobbled when they shut doors, then you could tell.
Yeah,
but I'm asking, you know, like in the sense of the script, was the set based on an actual existing prison of its day?
Is there a Wentworth prison?
No, but at the start they...
They have shots of a prison.
They had women prisoner advisors at the start of the show.
Anyway,
based on scripts.
Thanks, Danny. Ken will be our last caller. Hello, Ken.
Hello, how are you?
Good, Ken.
Just on Matlock, there is an actual place called Matlock, nothing like the actual in the show. It's just a one-horse town up on the Great Divide, 7 km south of Woods Point and north of the Thompson Dam.
Is it worth a look?
Oh, yeah, look at it, but it's only one horse town. There's not much there.
Well, we like those. Thank you. Oh, apparently Solo One was on a Kawasaki. But I would suggest that when he was in Matlock Police, he was in Matlock Police, wasn't he?
Yeah, Paul Cronin.
I think he was on a Honda then, but anyway.
Yeah, he didn't say at the start because we get calls about what kind
Dexter
of
was totally set on Miami and Showcase Miami.
Dexter?
Hmm.
I thought you were talking about the robot for a minute then. Cliff mentions Brooklyn.
Yep.
Car 54, Where Are You?
Very good.
Herman and Grandpa Munster.
Yep.
And The Wire, Baltimore. You watch The Wire and Homicide: Life on the Streets?
Not enough of it.
Southland, that's set in LA.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Thank you, Scotty. Scott Gooding's TV Freak. Next week, we take a look at the fictional. Oh, no, in a fortnight's time, we take a look at the fictional towns.
And if you can name the real... towns where they are. If you've been there, that'd be even better.
Even better. So I'd like you to start thinking about Rosehaven now, where it is. Thanks, Scotty.
See ya.
This is Overnights on ABC Radio.